live. CB Zone. Special. Exclusive. Episode. About a lot of things. About Bukkake, most importantly. But about something else. Being a fucking cock gobbler. Now, I don't know. It seems as if this ass clown goes by the name of Accident, which is...
That's what he is. He is an accident.
Yeah, there's reasons, like, why we call him that. Not just a name that just we made up out of the blue, you know. There's a reason. He was an unplanned birth. He's the load that his mother should have swallowed. He's an accident. And, I don't know. Seems like, he decided, this guy Accident, for those of you who don't know, it seems as if he decided to take it upon himself to go and, be a fucking Tron. And, supposedly, quote-unquote, root somebody's shit, which he didn't do. He never had root access. And to, fuck with somebody's database on their server. And then to top it off, to just put the Tron on the cake, jump into the IRC channel bragging about it. Now, I don't know.
If you want to see those logs, I'm on IRC right now. I can DCC them to them.
Yeah, anybody out there listening want the logs?
They're pretty.
We can.
They're pretty stupid.
Put them up for download.
They're pretty stupid, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's more than I wanted to read. I skimmed through them, you know. But just in case anybody doesn't know, this is Decoder.
And Hack and Slash.
And Elemist.
And, yeah, that's who he is, and that's what it'd be like. and we're going to get into a lot of things here, right? We're going to get into shit?
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys want to do? Because I know what I want to do.
Roast Accident, I guess. Talk about a Bukkake and, I don't know.
Bukkake or Bukkake, depending on what part of the country you're from.
Yeah.
Or if you work for AT&T.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's true. A lot of people don't know the correct pronunciation of these things. We might call Japan and ask them. You want to fit that in somewhere?
That'd be nice.
No, we might have to call. See, that's what we're just going to have fun. This isn't all going to be about bad shit, you know. Because we just like to have fun.
We could call up some telephone translation service
and see what
they have to translate, like, sperm bath or something into Japanese for us.
Ah, man. All right. But yeah. So we got people listening. Soon, you know, and everybody listening, make sure, you know, we're going to have call-ins later. So hopefully we got some of the right people listening who are going to call in and going to voice their opinions on owning and what's acceptable and what's fucking unacceptable. All right? I mean... Am I wrong here? Are there acceptable forms of owning or not?
Yeah, definitely.
I think there are.
I mean, just some friendly playing around? You know?
Well...
Not causing any damage?
Yeah.
That's acceptable. When you're just playing around, just modifying something, and if you back it up, you know, just don't delete or... You know,
don't go messing around with stuff that other people might actually seriously need, like deleting an entire web server's, well, not deleting, but bringing an entire web server down.
Yep, you know what, it's like, you could bring kind of a real-world analogy into this. It's the difference between, I don't know, seeing your friend on the street and, like, giving him a nice punch in, like, in the arm or the gut or something, and, like, seeing him and beating the fucking shit out of him with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
That's kind of the difference right there. There's a friendly, and there's an unfriendly form. And, you know, sometimes people don't know where to draw the line. Mostly because they, I don't know, don't have functioning neural pathways inside their fucking head. That could be it. I don't know. I don't know.
Or they're just Trons?
It could be. Everybody's trying to be the new Tron. I mean, Tron might even be listening, and Tron... you better step up your game, man. You better pull out the Windex and polish that shit up, because...
Yeah, you're losing your uniqueness.
Yeah, I mean, there's as soon as Tron
people
went down...
People are actually starting to hate other people more than you.
Yeah, Tron, and I've said this a million times, I want to talk to Tron. I want to get him. I want to get with him. Talk to him. Kane. But it's not about Tron, because there's a new Tron in town. There's a new Tron in town, and his name ain't Kane Ryan Marlowe. It's accident. Unplanned birth. The load that should have been Bukkake. Yeah, that's...
Well, before we just, like, start, you know, bagging on accident, why don't you explain the full story about what happened?
Okay, the full story.
Between D4 and CCCPR.
Yeah, I was going to explain part of it, at least.
Well,
yeah,
go ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay, when I was doing the show notes, of course you guys know, most of you at least, the conference the other night.
Whoa, where's all that data coming from? Hello?
Not me.
This is like the first time during this entire call that I haven't heard static, and none of you heard it earlier.
Well.
Okay, keep going. I don't hear anymore. Continue.
We're doing a live show here. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, as most of you probably know, we did a conference last night during the show, and one of the people that called in is a coder. And when I'm doing the show notes, I jokingly add to the show notes, the coder calls in, whose show does he think this is? You know, I was joking. I could see some people probably didn't realize I was joking at first. Accident, though, was one of those people that didn't realize that ever, apparently, or even though he did, for some reason thought that there was still some cause to get pissed at us, you know? And I really don't know what happened from that point on. Decoder should probably tell you that.
Well, yeah, apparently, you know, I had a bunch of people telling me on AIM, look, these guys are dissing you, and I said, no, but you got to be kidding me, you know what I'm saying? And I suppose, like, maybe based on my own insecurity or whatever, or I know that I could be loud and maybe step on toes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm obnoxious. I'm an obnoxious motherfucker. I am, you know? I went out of my way not to be so, but then again, you know, what do I know? You know what I'm saying? So when I saw that, coupled with everybody telling me, look, man, this is they're fucking dissing you, I was like, well, you know, a little friendly ownage. That's it. Change the HTML. Make it say something stupid. You got fucking owned. Leave the whole, everything. You know, just change the HTML. Add a few words. Mm. Nothing fucking big. Just a little stupid fucking thing.
And that would have been just completely acceptable from where I'm at, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Leave everything the way it is, you know? Why do you need to go fucking... swear to God, I'm going to fucking kill Accident. Anyway. But after a while, I was just like, you know what, Accident? Fuck it. I had time. I wasn't drunk anymore. I said, look, forget it. You know what I'm saying? Don't bother with this. Let me fucking handle it. Don't do anything in my name. If they're fucking dissing me, then it's me who has to fucking handle it. You know? And I get his fucking word. Says, no, I'm not going to do anything. Don't worry about it. You know? He showed me a little page he had, and it was just a page that said owned in big letters, had instructions on how to restore the original page, and had the links to the downloads for the show. And I said, all right, you know, whatever. He said he couldn't do it, so I said, forget it. Don't do shit. And I went my ass off to sleep, thinking everything was A-okay. But unfortunately, and as Doug had mentioned to me after the fact, that never trust Accident for anything. He's just like, he's one of those people that you're supposed to keep in the background in life. Because he's just bound to fuck things up. And sure enough, the second I got off of AIM, what does he do? Doesn't fucking own CCCPR's site. Because he couldn't. Because he wasn't lead enough to do it. He decided to take out the server that you guys are run on. You know what I'm saying?
Which a friend was nice enough to offer to us for free.
And this is what he decides to take out. And not only do that, for no reason, for absolutely no reason, I told him not to do anything, I said don't worry about it, don't do shit, and he even admitted to me later, oh, I was only using the default radio thing as an excuse, I just wanted to fuck around and take out the fucking server. It's like, what do you...
That makes it worse.
That makes it fucking worse, bro.
Way worse, because, if, you know...
I mean, I'm not saying that that was motivation enough to have to do it for Default Radio, you know? I'm not saying that he should have done it, but that makes it worse if he was just doing it for no reason.
And then using pretending that the reason was something else.
Yeah.
When he just wanted to... Well, him, not just accident, but a friend of his, also, who I think is the guy who did the dirty work, who apparently goes by the name of Urix, U-R-I-X, who I'd never heard of before in my life.
Oh, God.
What?
I think I know who it is.
Who?
Well, I think it's one of his IRC buddies that he talks to.
Really?
Long story. It's a whole bunch of...
Well, I never heard of the guy, but then again, I don't go on IRC.
I think I've seen the guy around. I think he's just one of those people who are just full of shit, you know?
Okay, and this is who Accident latches onto.
This is the kind of people that Accident hangs out, you know, on IRC. You know, if you're going to hang out on IRC, okay, that's your thing. But don't hang out with fucking retarded people.
So I don't go on IRC. I deleted MIRC off of my fucking computer. But anyway, where the fuck was I? I don't even remember now. Anyway,
you're talking about, well, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever the hell I was saying. So fucking I go to sleep, and I wake up 3 hours later, my normal 3-hour hacker sleep. Nobody says sleep more than 3 hours. You don't need to. That's enough. You're energized, you drink some coffee, and you're up. And I get on AIM, and fucking what do I hear? Oh, your friend's fucking around. So I say, oh, you got to be kidding me. So I go to the CCCPR site, and it just doesn't go anywhere. I get a fucking 404, and I said, well, shit, I guess you're getting DOSed. And, one of the admins told me, no, we're not getting DOSed. We took the server down. Showed me the fucking logs. I don't even know what to think of it. Like, it's bad enough, you know, to do what you did, you know? Mm-hmm. But then to jump into their IRC channel and fucking brag about it and act like a moron? What's going through your fucking head, you know? I don't know.
If you look at the log, it pops in and off. He just says, oh, you've been rooted, and leaves, and pops back on.
They weren't rooted. Nobody got rooted. That's the thing. He never had root.
That's like the story of Tron and Captain Crunch, how Tron always seems to own people, and then he always brags about it, and then what happens? He gets caught.
He gets caught, yeah. Captain Crunch was telling us that he busted Tron. For DDoSing, I mean, so Accident, you're listening out there? You're the Neutron. That's it.
We proclaim you the Neutron.
You are the Neutron.
All further references to Tron are now referring to you.
Yes.
God, that's
no crazy. More, everybody, somebody go on, get the Urban Dictionary updated. Wherever,
no,
just completely cut and paste the definitions of Tron and make those the definition of Accident. So we're going to have to do from now on. That's it. You wanted to be a Tron. You pulled Tron shit, you know?
Well, man, there's like 20 definitions for a Tron.
Yeah, there are. That's just going to be the
douche.
That's actually, one of them just says douche.
A giant douche. The biggest douche in the universe. One who is more of a douche than a bottle of vinegar and water mixed together with a Summer's Eve label on the front.
Oh, God. Yeah? Well, that's, guess what? Accident. You're a douche. Anyway. Well, there's the story. But you know what? Instead of fucking thinking about bad things, because it's all bad shit, you know what I'm saying? People fucking acting like morons and doing dumb shit. We're going to save that till later, because there is going to be a lot of fun with that later.
Yep.
But I think we should have some fun now. I think we should do some fun shit.
I agree.
And what
fun
would be fun?
Fun shit is always good.
Yeah, fun shit. I don't know.
Any suggestions on what we're doing?
Well, we should be taking some call-ins. We definitely... You know what? That's actually... What do you guys think about that? Should we take some call-ins and have people voice their opinions on what they think of this situation?
Definitely.
Sure.
That's what I think should be going on.
What's the conference line number that we're using?
Doug, is it the 909 that people are going to call in on?
No, 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 the 510, of course.
Okay, well, I don't have that number.
Yeah, no, let me give that number up. It's 1 second, hold on.
All right, man. We're holding on. Which usually means dead air.
Gray Static is in the IRC channel right now, and he wants to know how exactly Accident did take out the database.
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
That's what we were told by the admins of datamachine.net.
Some sort of kiddie exploit. Apparently, he took over the PHP forum and then was able to get access to other shit through there because apparently, I don't know if I should say this, but I don't know how I should put it. Apparently, the admin of the site liked to use the same password a lot. Let's just put it like that.
Which, I'm not agreeing with what he did, but I have to say that's a stupid thing to do. Nobody ever do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, never. Trust me. You want all your passwords different. That's always one good thing. But apparently, it seems, like I said, I don't have the full particulars of exactly what he did and how he did it, but it seems as if that's what happened. That's what it seems to me. From what I've heard. And, you know, keep in mind that he never had access. He never had access to the CCPR site at all.
Yeah.
Not one fucking bit. So everything I was told the night before was just bullshit.
Because if he actually had root, like he was saying, and he was actually going to use that page, like you said, he would have had no trouble doing that.
And he,
getting
you
that
know,
page up there on the CCCPR site.
If he had root, yeah, that's why. Yeah. That's why I told him. I didn't know what the hell was going on, and I said, look, leave it alone. Forget about it. I thought in haste. I had people influencing my opinion. I said, fuck it. They wouldn't talk shit. That's the end of it. Leave it. And in any case, it's fucking my name. Let me handle it. But nah.
Yeah.
He waits till I go to sleep. Literally. Literally waits till I go to sleep. As soon as my name disappeared off AIM, he waited. He saw I wasn't coming back. He figured, oh, well, you know, it's fucking 4 in the morning in New York. He's got to be sleeping.
Yeah.
All right. The number for people to call in is 510-528-5802. And we'll bring that in any minute.
That number once again?
It's 510-528-502.
No, you just cut off.
Live calling.
You cut off. I couldn't hear you. What's the last four?
5802.
Okay. 510-528-5802 is the call-in number. I want people to call in. Voice your opinions. Tell us what you think, you know? All that good shit.
Just while we're waiting for a couple people to get on, I was going to make a comment. This is sort of unrelated to the show we're doing right now. I'm not sure if any of you guys saw the post that the stuff that I've been talking about in the post about that calling card number database. I was wondering if anybody thought that would be a good idea. If anybody,
yeah, actually, it would be a.
Have you seen that decoder?
Good idea.
Excuse me. I was fucking busy for a second. A database of calling card numbers to figure out, like, algorithms or something?
Well, no. I mean, go and look at my... It's more of like a community shared...
Oh, okay.
...type of calling card. Like, I guess the motivation would... Like, Bland was saying earlier in the channel, in the channel HackerMind on IRC.
Yeah.
He said that he's frequently given out calling cards that he doesn't use, but then in the future he needs one. This way... be community shared, you could be helping out people that don't have calling cards, and you could be sharing your calling card number, yet still be able to use it, too.
Take a penny, leave a penny.
Yep.
That's a good idea. And that's what it's about. Fucking getting together. Sharing. Doing shit for each other. Not fucking taking out people's shit.
That's what this whole community is about, is sharing knowledge, sharing resources, sharing information.
Exactly. When people write articles or submit shit to magazines, do they get money for it? No. When we sit here and do this radio show and waste our time every week, do we get money for it? No. So what is that? It's fucking sharing. Sharing what you know. Sharing what you fucking have. And not wiping out people's shit.
Like,
hey, can I make a suggestion real quick? If anybody ever has any thoughts of ever doing anything like what Accident did ever again, can you please, please at least listen to the show?
Yeah,
I mean, he's never even listened to the show, and he goes and screws it. I mean, I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
So are we gonna continue having show notes from now on CCCPR?
I think not.
Have show notes, man. Like I said, people need. Like I said, last night on CCCPR. Excuse me. I'm like stuttering here. Fucking. A lot of times people want to see show notes. They want to see like a little bit what's it about, you know?
Yeah.
Just have a vague idea of what they're getting in for. So when they see something they might perhaps be interested in, they download it.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. We'll have to see.
Well, we have one guest on the line actually right now.
One guest?
Yes. Do you know who it is?
It's Leia.
Leia? Who is Leia?
Dakota, you know Leia. Oh,
okay. Leia's on the line.
Yeah. All right, I'll bring her on, all right?
All right, bring on Leia. Leia, is she there? Hello,
on the line.
You're on the Fuck Accident CB Zone Extravaganza.
Wait.
Lead, exactly. Got any comments, criticism, fucking words, wise words for the listeners?
Well, I think it's retarded for someone to bitch about ownage and whatnot and then turn around and do it.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, accidents never done anything to piss me off personally, but it's not cool to, you know, make fun of Trons and then turn around and be one.
Exactly.
He's a hypocrite.
A total hypocrite.
Yeah? And you're going to be total Y-owned.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm just the engineer. I'm not supposed to be talking.
Total Y-owned.
Total Y-owned. Those are wise words. You don't want to be a fucking hypocrite. Don't go around talking shit about, this person's a fucking kitty, they're a pack of kitty, this is all they do, they don't do shit, and then go do it yourself.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah, I just had to say, he's talking about owning data machine. By the time this show is over, he is going to be owned.
Oh, yes. Indeed.
And for our callers, that number again is 510-528-5802. West of the Rockies, no, I'm just joking.
What? West of the Rockies? What are you talking about? What does that mean?
Coast to coast style.
Oh, all right.
And our first time caller line.
Man.
It really doesn't have to mean anything. It just sounds cool, doesn't it?
That's true. West of the Rockies.
Give the same number.
The latest shit this side of the Mason-Dixon, motherfucker.
And if you're an accident, we have a special number for you. It's 1-900.
Something. 1-900.
Fuck accident.
Bukake.
1-900 accident kake.
Bukake.
Oh man.
We
hey Doug.
We have like a community project of MP3s with everybody saying bukake.
Everyone.
Everybody. Just call up like random 800 numbers, ask them to say it for you. I'm running a poll, sir. Could you please say bukkake for me?
They'll say it.
Something like that.
They tell people
say
at home.
It.
Even if they don't want to say it, they'll be confused, and they'll be like, what, a bukkake, huh?
You know when you call AT&T, you'll get a knob. It'll be like, bukkake? What?
That'll happen. Like, just like David Letterman.
I'm still looking for that sound clip. I haven't found it yet.
Yeah, I'm positive that it was David Letterman on Howard Stern. I don't know how long ago, but within the past, I guess, 2 years, I suppose, around the time.
How the hell did you guys decide to include bukkake for a subject?
Why not?
You have to listen to CCCPR.
All right. I mean, it is an interesting subject.
And I'm sure you'd have an easy time downloading our show right now if our site hadn't been... Well, I guess Bland Inquisitor is hosting it, so you can still get it.
It for us.
But...
What's the URL to download the show?
Right now it's www.blandinquisitor. No underscore, like as I was. It's www.blandinquisitor.com /cccpr02.mp3. I think Hack and Smash posted the link on the forums, too.
Yeah, I did.
So.
Oh, man. All right, wow, nobody's calling in. What the hell? Come on, people. Get on the line.
I don't see any lights flashing.
We want to see the every light flashing. We want to see them all lit up.
510-528-5802. 510-528-5802.
Call up. Just say Bukkake.
Call now. Long distance charges may apply.
Long distance charges to where? Where's 510?
It's in West California.
Yeah, I know in California, but where in California?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Wherever I live, I don't know.
Wherever you live, parts unknown. But I don't know, we definitely have to get into some fun. Now, I'm thinking that on the Bukkake theme, I think we should call Japan and see if they could say Bukkake for us.
Yeah.
Who's down with that?
I would definitely be down with that.
If you know any Japanese, we could try to get a whole conversation focused on that.
I can count to four in Japanese.
Okay.
Yep. That's about it.
That's a nice accomplishment.
Yep. That's all I can do, though. Hey, it's fucking Japanese. It's a hard language.
And hope that the operator or whatever is female. That should be interesting.
They always are. They don't have male operators in Japan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're
traditionalist.
Yep, exactly. All the males are out fishing. They are. At Osaka
That's
Seafood Concern. They're fishing. It's a fucking island. They're surrounded by water. What else are they doing?
Bukkake?
Fuck up, man.
No, they can't be doing Bukkake. All the females are busy answering the phones. They're all operators.
In fact, every single one of them.
Yeah. Now, that would present a problem.
Let's get Japan on the line.
Who in Japan are we calling?
We'll just call Japan Direct. 800-543-0051. Doug, can you get it on here?
It's an 800 number.
Yeah, no, okay, what do you want to call, Honda? I got the number for Honda.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
You know what, though? Okay.
Well, let us know the deal, Doug. What's up?
Okay, well, Leia, do you have any more comments?
I don't know. That's about it. I'm more intrigued about the Bukkake thing now.
There you go. That's always good. All our female listeners are intrigued with the Bukkake thing.
Okay, the first thing they have to say when Honda picks up is Bukkake. Bukkake.
Wait, are we going to call Honda?
Yes.
It's going to cost money.
It's 1-800, isn't it?
No, that's the Japan Direct for KDD.
Just call Honda.
All right. Doug, do you want to call Japan, like real Japan, not just the 800 number?
Oh, fuck that, man.
Oh, come on. I'll give you the number right now.
No, thank you, man. I'm not wasting 40 million cents or whatever. I can't call international anyways. It's better.
5 cents a minute, man.
We'll call it. Let's do a 1-800 number then.
All right. The number for KDD, Japan Direct. Doug, you ready?
Yes. 800.
800-543-0051. That's KDD, Japan Country Direct.
Okay, well, Leia, I'm going to have to disconnect you here, but we will bring back all the callers. Again, if you guys want to call in, it's 510-528-5802.
Thanks, Leia.
Yep.
Toodles. Okay, let's call the Japan here.
Japan Direct. We'll find out the correct pronunciation. I'm sure that she'll correct me. I got a good plan. Watch this. I love that ring, too. That makes me just want to get Bukkake everywhere, that ring. I think I got a plan for these guys.
If they ever pick up.
Well, they'll pick up, and that ring is just two leads.
This is KDDI. An operator will be with you shortly. Please
call
the line. こちらはKDDIです。 まもなくオペレーターが応答いたしますので、そのままでお待ちください。
We're sorry.
This is KDDI. An operator will be with you shortly. Please hold the line.
We're holding.
こちらは KDDI です。まもなくオペレーターが応答いたしますので、そのままでお待ちください。This is KDDI. An operator will be with you shortly. Please hold the line.
Well, who dropped?
こちらは KDDI です。
Packet flash.
まもなくオペレーターが応答
いた
しますので、そのままでお待ちください。
Elemis.
This is KDDI. An operator will be with you shortly.
Uh-oh.
Please hold
yeah,
the line.
Yeah, disconnected.
He disconnected?
KDDI.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
まもなくオペレーターが応答いたしますので、そのままでお待ちください。
Yeah, what a quote.
KDDI. An operator will be with you shortly. Please hold the
line. They keep hearing this forever.
こちらは KDDI
です。I'm sorry, man. That's just, you know what, that's really bad radio, okay?
I want to call them, though. What the hell?
It's probably closed. That's why it's taking like 14 hours.
They're not closed. Why would they close? Well, we got technical difficulties here. What happened to Alamist?
He just dropped, I think.
All right, you're back.
I'm back, yeah.
All right, we had problems with KDD. Apparently they're not, well, it just kept playing out, and Doug disconnected it. I have something planned, too, and I have a perfect plan to get her to say it.
Apparently my cell phone just died, but... Oh, well.
Damn it. Well,
the show is worth my dad getting pissed at me for long-distance charges.
Yeah. Fuck. Doug, call KDD back. We have to do this.
Hey, I'm going to go look for 1-800 numbers to a Japanese line.
Yeah, the only one I've ever been able to find. If you could find the NTT, Nippon Telephone, if they have a country direct, because I don't have that number.
The what? NTT?
Yeah, NTT, Nippon Telephone. Doug, get KDD back on here. I got a plan for this one. Damn it. Doug, where the fuck did he go now?
Is Hack and Slash still here?
I'm here.
Okay.
All right. There's that ring again. They better not make me wait. This is not courteous.
まもなくオペレーターが応答いたしますので、そのままでお待ちください。
Okay.
This is KDDI. An operator will be with you shortly.
You're gonna hear this forever.
Please hold the line. こちらは KDDI です。まもなくオペレーターが応答いた
します。And you're not hanging up this time, Doug.
そのままでお待ちください。This is KDDI. An operator will be with you shortly.
Well, how shortly, motherfucker?
こちらは KDDI です。
ま
もなくオペレーターが応答いたしますので、そのままでお待ちください。This is KDDI.
I'm gonna know Japanese by the time this bitch stops finishing.
Please hold the line. こちらは KDDI です。まもなくオペレーターが応答いたしますので、そのままでお待ちください。This is KDDI.
Well, I know how to say operator in Japanese now.
Operator will be with you shortly. Please hold the line. こちらは KDDI です。まもなくオペレーターが応答いたしますので、
well,
そのままで
お待ちください。No, no. Operator.
What she said. An operator will be with
See,
you
listen,
shortly.
Listen.
Please hold the line. こちらは KDDI です。まもなくオペレーターが応答いたしますので、
yeah, Monica,
そのままでお待ちください。
Why would they say operator after it then?
This is KDDI. An operator will be with you shortly.
Because the send structure is different. Probably.
こちらは KDDI です。まもなくオペレーターが応答いたしますので、そのままでお待ちください。This is KDDI.
Dude, they're like never gonna answer.
An operator will
They
be
better.
With you shortly. Please hold the line.
Well, isn't it like 2 a.m.?
お待たせいたしました。KDDI 国際電話センター佐藤でございます。
Hi, hello. I would like to do a directory assistance information lookup, please.
In Japan?
Yes, in Japan.
Thank you. May I help you, sir?
Oh, yes, please.
Under whose name number is listed?
It's a business. The name is Bukake Palace.
Could you spell the name?
Yeah, maybe I'm mispronouncing it. It is spelled, in English, it is spelled B-U-K-K-A-K-E. Bukake. How do you say that?
Bukake?
Yes, that's it.
Bukake, and then after that?
Palace. P-A-L-A-C-E. Bukake Palace.
Is this company name? Or?
Yes, it's a business. It's a place of business where they do shows. They perform live bukkake.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what is a bukkake.
Well, I don't either. I really don't. But that's the name of the
uh-huh.
maybe a show place where they put on live shows,
okay,
entertainment,
okay.
I suppose, sexual maybe.
Then may I have address?
I don't know the exact address, but it's in Tokyo.
Only you have Tokyo?
Yes, I just have written down here, Bukake Palace in Tokyo. Could you repeat that for me?
Bukake Palace?
Yes, thank you.
Could you hold the line, please?
I will hold other things, too. Ha, ha, ha.
All right, we got her to say it like four times, all right?
Is she still connected?
No. I think Doug hung up on her.
Of course.
Yeah, we didn't, you know, she might have come back with a number, though. Maybe we should have stayed on. I mean, think about it. Let's think about this logically. It stands to reason that somewhere in Tokyo there's a place called Bukake Palace.
Well, it might not be called in English, though.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Although.
You never know.
You never know, exactly.
Something to think about. I'm rubbing my chin right now thinking about it. So there, she said it a few times, so there's some good sound clips for you.
Oh, my
God. All right, well, hey, there you go. That's your fill of bukkake for the day.
I mean, we got a real live Japanese person to say bukkake.
Yeah, I think, like, that's an accomplishment right there.
I don't think they make better radio than this, man.
That's it. You don't hear this you don't hear this anywhere else. You don't hear it on Rush Limbaugh. You don't hear this on Howard Stern.
Definitely.
Speaking of Rush Limbaugh, maybe I should start making racist comments and popping pills, and then we can get some national attention to our radio shows.
I've been popping pills continuously since yesterday, since Friday night, so we're doing good.
Again, people, the line may keep ringing, but we will check in, you know, to see if you want to be on the show. Again, that number is 510-528.
Oh, explain that to people.
5802.
Just to let the listeners know.
The phone keeps ringing until we bring you in. That's how it's going
to
work.
Yeah, how it works is the phone is just going to keep ringing. And when we decide to bridge you in, it's going to stop. And we'll be there. And you'll be...
A lot like tech TV.
Yeah, just like any normal call-in line. Kind of.
Except that our show isn't professional, then we're taking, I don't know.
Completely. It's 100% professional.
Very professional.
Nah. Professional bukkake.
God.
It's an Olympic sport. We were discussing it yesterday. You need aim. You need, you know.
Aim and range. It's all about the range. And the
yeah,
aim.
Exactly. Because anybody could have aim, you know. 2 feet away, it's nothing. Well, we're going a good 10, 15 feet, you know. We're going long. Long and hard with the bukkake.
It's like archery mixed with, like, the distance jumping, whatever that's called.
Jumping?
I know what you're talking about, too. It's on, like, the tip of my tongue. Yeah.
People so, jump in the sand and, like, measure their length and whatever.
Long distance jumping.
Isn't this supposed to be like fuck accident, not fucking bukkake special?
Well, nobody seems fucking interested, or we should have the line, we should have the light, the whole thing lit up. People calling in saying fuck him.
Well, we don't. Do you know why? Because we need more excitement. We need the guy from Data Vault or whatever to be on here and, you know, calling up Accident's mom, you know, and saying, look what your son did.
Dude, you just gave up our whole fucking secret. Are you moronic?
That's what we need, though.
Let's do it right now so we don't lose the secret, so it's not.
Yeah, well, that's it. The secret's up. So, I don't know. Do you see him on AIM?
I'm on AIM right now, and he's just, he's away.
Fuck.
Look,
can we call up Data Vault or something?
Do they have a number? Man.
I have no idea.
All right, well, you know what? Let's just call up his mom. Come on. Let's do it. Elemis, you want to talk?
I don't know.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Well, you plan something first before you just be like, hi.
What do you want to just call up and say, hey, look, your son has fucking broken in to our server. Mm-hmm. Highly illegal. We can involve the authorities, but we're not. Just wanted to give you the heads up on the severity of the situation.
What were you going to say? Hi, your son accident?
No, you don't have to say, don't even have to say his name. Just say your son.
Make sure you say something about him getting spanked or something like that.
And try to make her say bukkake.
He needs a good whooping.
Say something like about a bukkake server and maybe she'll repeat it back. Like, yeah,
yeah,
our servers that are powered by Bukkake Linux,
Bukkake.
Huxkake. No, at the end, just be like, okay, could you do one more thing for me? Just say Bukkake real fast. And be like, what? Bukake? So, just something like that.
All right, Doug, let's do it. Accident's mom on the line.
Am I going to do the talking then?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah.
Be my guest.
Okay, go ahead and this is going to be hard, tricky, so.
All right, well, what should we do? What are we doing, Doug? This is live radio.
Oh, shit, it is. Fuck you.
Fuck you, man. Fucking accident.
What, you're really going to declare accident the new Tron? I mean, that's pretty bad.
Let me think. When's the last time that Tron took out somebody's fucking shit for no reason? I mean, he packets people and stuff.
He's worse than Tron.
Yeah, it's worse than Tron. Tron just packets people and acts like an all-around jerk. Accident just takes it to the next level. Calling Accident a Tron is just—it's a diss to Tron.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. So there you go. Getting Accident's mom.
Hello.
Yes. Who have I reached?
Sorry.
What number have I reached? I'm not
Who's
sure.
Calling? Greg.
I think so. I was just going to tell you, I believe that if I have the correct number, it is your son, who has been taking part in some illegal cyber-terrorist acts, and that he took down an entire online web server the other day, made it entirely unfunctional.
I don't think so.
Yeah, yes, I believe so. If you want, I can give you the web hosting server that he took down is datamachine.net. He had an issue with one of the people hosted on there, and he decided that it would be fun to mess up their entire server so that their server is completely unfunctional and every other site hosted on there is completely unfunctional. We're debating whether we should get the authorities involved.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Could I possibly talk to your son then?
He's not here.
Okay. You should ask him about it, at least. He's made a lot of people very upset about this.
Let me get your name and your number.
I actually don't have that available right now. I'm calling from a different place than where I usually am.
So you can't give me your name or any kind of number to call you back?
I can give you an email address so you can reach me.
That doesn't help me.
Okay.
What's your name?
James.
What's your last name?
Bingham.
Sorry?
Bingham. B-I-N-G-H-A-M.
You can't give me a phone number?
I don't have that available right now, actually.
Well, where are you calling from now?
I'm actually calling from a business number right now.
You can't give me the business number?
No. But you can.
What's the email address?
You can reach me at mhelimist.
mhelimist. I-S-T.
Oh, hold on a second. I actually have a number that somebody just gave me that I can use. Actually, that you can reach me. It's actually a voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
484-333-2859.
Okay, and what's the website?
The website that he caused problems on is www.datamachine.net. If you go to that right now, you won't get anything because the problems that he caused in it actually weren't to the point that they necessarily that it was completely inaccessible. But he caused enough problems in their server that they decided to take it down. And if you want, I have logs saved on my computer from him going into a chat channel of the support channel for that particular website and bragging about taking it down. And I believe, unless he was very smart about what he did, the information in that log would lead back to it having been done from your computer or a computer that he was using.
Okay, well, can you send me those pages?
Yes. Do you have an email address that I can send them to you?
DSteelFan?
Oh, hold on just a moment. Okay, what was that?
DSteelFan.
Z-U-M?
DSteelFan.
Okay. Okay, can you give me that to me one more time? I'm not quite sure that I got it right. Can you spell that out? I'm still not sure that I'm understanding it. I'm sorry, it's my phone that's acting up, and I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you. Could you just spell it out real quick for me so I can...
Okay, well, I'll just talk to Greg about it, and then I'll call you back.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye.
What about the Bukkake?
Well, dude, he's going to get whooped. You know it. Know it.
He deserves it, too, for messing with that.
Well, there you go.
Man, that was mean. You know, funny.
I was kind of feeling bad in the middle of that.
Mean funny.
Oh, man. Back on to fun things. So that's all live, being streamed out there to the world.
Hey, just making sure you're Greg, the right person. Is that his name?
I'm not even sure.
I hope it is. That'd be scary if it's just some random kid and mom sits down and is like, hey, have you been taking out people?
Gives him a beating for nothing. Well, you know.
Yeah.
All's fair in something or other, whatever the saying is. Well, there you have it. That's what happens. So, anybody out there listening, they think they're elite, you're a K, Uber, elite, rad, Zor, Hackzor. Well, you know, you're going to get owned. Shit's going to happen. The shit's going to hit the fan, and it's going to go flying everywhere. So you don't do that sort of shit.
Kind of like Bukkake.
Exactly. Perfect.
All over the place.
Everywhere. And you're just going to be covered in it. And why? Because you want it to be a Tron.
I hope you're listening to this.
Yeah, it's not fun and games, you know. There's a line that you have to draw, you know. There's fun and games and there's not.
Yep.
Got to know where to you got to know where to draw the line. You have to.
Wow.
Sorry about that. I hit the wrong number. Hold on.
What the fuck was that?
Wrong number. Hold on.
What was that supposed to be? What did you just call him? Mars? What the fuck was that? That's apparently the ringtone for when you call the space station. I don't know what country code that is.
Oh, it's a telephone sent up by, like, a cop car siren.
What the hell that was? Scared the hell out of me, though.
We're not there right now, so...
What are we doing? Doug likes to do stuff. I've noticed this. Doug doesn't inform anyone on what's going on. Like, this is live radio. We're forgetting this, you know? Doug.
No, but, you know, little things like this, you know, calling the wrong person, getting a kid in trouble, is what makes live radio fun.
That's true. Definitely true. Live radio is a lot of fun. Hopefully for our listeners, not just us. That's always, it's got to be a two-way street, I guess.
Well, I know at least one person who it's not fun for right now.
Well, yeah. Oh, man. Somewhere, Tron is weeping, knowing that he has to pass the torch along. He's quietly weeping somewhere while he's packeting something. Quietly weeping, saying there's a neutron. My.
Are they?
He was just doing it for the attention too, so it's heartbreaking to him.
Are they tears of like pride or?
I don't know.
Or sadness or?
Maybe both. Maybe a little bit of both. You never know what's going through the mind of Tron. It's like the mind of God. It's a mystery.
Tron works in mysterious ways.
He does. He does. They should make a song about that.
Okay, who was it that sent me that voice? Oh, it was Doug that sent me that voicemail number.
That's actually the default radio mailbox.
Right. Want to change the message temporarily.
Oh, okay, yeah. Are you going to change the message, Doug?
Hello, this is default radio.
Hello, this is not default radio. This is something else. Please leave your message after the tone accidents, Mom.
Actually, she'd probably think it was just like a radio station or something.
Who knows?
Like a normal radio station because it was a business or that.
Could, yeah, perhaps. Yeah, could be. You never know.
Oh.
But there you go. The owning. Owning has been done.
Up then when she calls
you know,
that.
this is just the beginning. I would pay for somebody to go and tape the aftermath of that phone call.
Well, that's going to have to be up to the people in that area.
Didn't Doug say he lives around him or something?
Yeah, Doug's in that area. Doug may have to get out the old camera. Wherever the hell he is. Supposed to be. We don't. You know, are we still streaming?
I think so. IRC channel seem to be responding every 5 minutes or so.
Every 5 minutes. Ah, oh, man.
Every time somebody says Bukkake, they just, like, spring up and, huh, what, where?
That's it. That's all they're looking for is Bukkake.
Yeah.
Bukkake.
Somebody needs to start Bukkake Radio.
That's what this
okay.
is, I think.
You know what? We're going to call Maxton Smallbeck.
Why?
Because I gave you the wrong number to give to her.
Oh, my God.
And we're just going to be like, oh, you know what? You should just be like, well, your son owned our voicemail box, so we're going to have to give you this one, too.
Oh, man. How'd you give her the wrong number? What's going on?
No, I kept paging him the wrong number to give to her.
Well, Doug, you know what you are?
What?
On AIM.
Doug, you're a moron.
I know.
Man.
Dude, how did you get that wrong? Not like one digit, it's all the way across the keyboard.
Yeah, right.
That's the one you gave me. You gave me one of the numbers was a 1. It's supposed to be a 1, and you gave me a 9.
Oh, man.
Okay, but anyway.
Well, how was it supposed to be a 1? I thought it was 484 default.
No, I didn't give her the default number. That
oh,
was,
okay.
She could hear my voice.
Oh.
She knows me, remember? I know accident personally.
Oh, yeah. Well, stupid me. I'm not paying attention to these things. I just heard the 484333, and I think I zoned out after that.
Okay,
I thought it was
I'm
the
gonna
default
I'm
going
to give Axis Mom a call again and just be like, I'm sorry.
Elvis, try to get her to say Bukkake this time.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, dude, you forgot.
Yeah. Try to get her to say it.
You must say it. You must get her to say it.
Hello?
Hey, I was the one that was just talking to you just a moment ago, and I realized I gave you the wrong number, actually, to contact me at.
Okay.
You can actually reach me at 484-333-2851. Yeah, I gave you a 2859 number before.
Okay.
Okay, and yeah, that is at the Bukkake Palace, B-U-K-K-A-K-E-P-A-L-A-C-E.
Okay, B-U... Spell it one more time.
B-U-K-K-A-K-E, Bukkake.
Uh-huh.
Palace. Okay, do you have that? Are you there, ma'am?
Sounds like she clicked over. Yeah, it's the dial tone on the other line.
Was she hung up?
I guess. I don't know.
Damn.
Dude, maybe she... You think she knows what boot cake is?
She might.
She, might have
experience. That ruins the whole thing, because then she'll think we're not serious, even though we are.
Yeah, right? Who would have thought?
Now he's gonna get a double whooping for going on at, like, porn sites and stuff.
Right? Oh, man.
Google search for Bukkake? Oh, yeah.
She's going to have a lot of fun when she does that, I guess. Oh, there you go. Owning the Bukkake. All right, what else do you want to get into? Let's have some more fun.
I have no idea.
Oh, damn it. I wonder, how many people are on the IRC channel? Tell people to call in. We want them to voice their opinions on this, you know, be heard. So this is an important issue. I don't think people fucking realize. Like, they don't. It's an important thing, man. Not Bukkake, Doug. Stop fucking laughing.
Yeah, whatever.
Nah, man, I'm serious. It's an important issue. You got to be able to draw the line somewhere, you know, and not to be a fucking Tron. And I think
yeah,
people need... No, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to mention that before the show we were discussing... Bland's first rule of hacking, don't...
Well, there's nobody on the line there, so maybe we should
give don't be a penis. And Doug, don't interrupt. How about that? That's being a penis.
510-528-5802. East of the Rockies, 510-528-5802.
Okay, well, what's that number again?
510-528-5802. Call now.
Yeah, call up. Tell us what you think, man.
Our Japanese operators are standing by.
They are.
Well, I just flooded the channel with the number so people get it. All right.
I want to hear him call in. I want to know people's opinions, and you're right. Bland's first rule to hacking, don't be a penis. There's ways to go about things. You know what I'm saying? You can still have fun, and fucking ruining someone's entire shit is not fun.
It might be at the moment you're doing it, but later on, when your mom finds out and...
Yeah.
You know?
It shouldn't even be fun at the moment you're doing it, though.
Yeah, really. I mean, if you're doing it for, you know, to see what happens and how a server is set up and everything, fine. Just don't mess with people's shit.
Yeah, don't wreck it, you know?
Yeah.
It's one thing to get inside, and it's another thing to, like... I mean, once you own it, I mean, is there really a point even to do anything?
Yeah. I mean...
You're in. It's over. You know?
Yeah, you don't have to do anything. You have to have the potential ability to do something. That's what matters.
Exactly.
You know, not doing indeed.
Well.
Being able to do it.
Exactly.
Well,
once
we have Herbichild from Florida on the line.
All right. Yeah. Hello, you're on Bukkake Radio.
Right, man. Too bad she didn't say it, dude.
I know. What are you going to do?
That would have been great, man. I don't know. For some reason, there's a little bit of a delay in between the streams, like through different people on IRC. It's very strange.
Really?
How strange?
Yeah. Like, people will be talking about shit you're saying, and then I'll hear it, like, say, 15 seconds later. Weird stuff.
Oh, shit.
Weird stuff.
Doug, your shoutcast is all sorts of screwy. What's going on?
That's how fucking streaming is, people, ladies and gentlemen, with shoutcast. There's a 20-second delay between from the time I'm saying something until the time you hear
it. No, but what he's saying, no, Doug, you fucking thick moron. He's saying that people on in the IRC channel are hearing it at different times.
They're hearing it less.
Yeah.
They're getting less delay than he is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's just my shitty ISP. Plus, I'm on a voiceover IP here, Vonage, and we all know how Vonage is.
Oh, yeah, most definitely
well,
we do.
Well, that kills bandwidth. So there you go.
Totally.
Fuck you, Decoder.
Shut up, Doug.
Totally.
So you got any opinions about owning and where to draw the line?
By the way, Vonage, good choice.
Well, I don't know. I think he pretty much crossed the line there. But,
yeah, most definitely.
Definitely. But, yeah, I don't know. As for voice over IP services, I mean, they're all, from one, my experiences, they're all going to fuck you over. With Packet 8, the deal with them is if you use too many minutes, they're going to bump you to business. With Vonage, if you call too many numbers, they're going to bump you to business.
Either way, wow, we're getting a lot of people calling in. Who's joining
yeah.
the line?
Hey, this is Grace Leia.
Leia, you're back.
Yeah.
All right.
Someone else just came too.
Grace Static?
Yeah.
All right, you want to voice your opinion on this?
Yeah, I think that even if he did have the skills server, if he didn't screw with anything, you know, I think even that would be okay. But if you're just going around, you know, wiping databases. You know.
For no reason, exactly. And that's the point, really. Once you're in, it's like that. The fun should really be over at that point.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you should be satisfied with yourself. Well, shit, look at me, world, I'm fucking lead, you know. And why even take it further?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. It's an important issue and everything, too.
It's definitely important. People have to realize this, you know? I don't know. Anybody else got anything to say? Whatever you want.
Keep the conference line connected for a minute. There's another guy that's calling in a second.
Yeah, keep it all connected.
Oh, crap. Hold on. I fucked up.
What do you mean? What happened? Technical difficulties again? Doug.
We lose him?
Doug, are we still streaming? Oh, yeah. You know, this is now where I realize that we usually record shit. I forgot about that. Shit goes wrong.
No, see, from the start, when we started CCCPR, like, our first two shows, we started with technical difficulties. So, you know,
it's how it is.
It's, you know, people have come to expect that kind of high standard of quality from us.
That's
and,
a signature.
Yeah. It's kind of like our trademark now, you know?
That's it. Make it work for you.
Yeah.
All right. What was that ringing? Who's joined?
That would be System Error.
What up?
Not much.
Any comments on the situation that we're discussing?
He actually wasn't listening to the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he has AOL, crappy dial-up, so he couldn't.
Yep, I live too far out of service to get any kind of connection. So
oh, that sucks.
I gotta download.
Well, we're talking about owning things and where to draw the line, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of got that from the IRC chat.
Yeah.
He went a little bit far with that.
Oh, most definitely. I think we would all agree that that's just way, way over the line.
Now, what was the purpose in him doing that? Was he just trying to be cool, or?
Apparently, that's what it seems. At first, he said he was using my name in it, and then later admitted that was only a cop out for him. That he really was just doing it for his own purposes.
I don't think he's allowed to have his own purposes.
I just don't know.
I'd give anything to see the look on his face when his mom walks up to him and says, have you been hacking other people's websites?
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I said earlier. Somebody should videotape that exact moment and the aftermath.
It'd be great if you had a cop show up trying to confiscate his stuff.
Well, I'll dress up as a cop. I'll take his shit.
Freak him out.
That's it. And I'll own all his stuff.
Or like a male stripper cop.
Come in for the bukkake.
Yeah, I'm not pleasing.
Yeah. Have him have the male stripper cop tell that to his mom. Say he's coming from Bukkake. That'd be great.
Bukkake PD.
Compliment of Bukkake Radio.
Which is, I guess, what we're going to...
I seriously wonder.
What happened?
I seriously wonder what kind of mom, accident's mom is. You know, like, how, what she looks like and stuff.
Like accident, you know? But with long hair.
So she's the kind of mom that's, like, evil and will try to kill people, or she's just one of those really homemaker kind of moms.
Who doesn't know anything and doesn't care?
I don't know.
We'll find out soon enough, I suppose.
Hey, Doug, you there?
Doug.
I'm going to ask her if she's gotten any calls yet. I don't know. I think she might have known what Bukkake is and got kind of...
Yeah, we might need to check.
She was really quiet, though. After I gave her the number, she might have just said okay and hung up.
Perhaps, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I missed something.
If you guys don't mind, I just went to datamachine.net, and it seems to be up right now.
Really?
Yeah. They got an announcement on their homepage. It says that they had some serious server issues, and that the site will be back up. But the forms will have to be started from scratch, and that's it. Also, the subdomains are all fine, so CPR works and everything. So.
So now everything is back up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's good news right there.
Is the CCCPR site up?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, live on the air. That's when things happen. Back up and running, no thanks to accident. I wonder what kind of stuff accident has that we could all, like, take for ourselves. Any ideas? Well,
all kinds of Bukkake spam might be good.
Not everybody all at once here.
Okay, well, I think I'm going to be going for now. And,
oh, you're out of here?
Yeah, I need to go for about 10 or 20 minutes. If you guys are still not done by then, you can, like, call me back and stuff.
All right, no problem.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you later if you guys are still going.
Give some shout-outs or something, you know, before you go.
Just shouts to everybody except Axon and his mom. So. And the Japanese lady.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely her. All right, peace out.
Laters.
Do we have any recordings or anything of accident?
I don't know where the hell Doug is. And I don't know what the hell that was. Oh, okay, leaving? Okay.
Yeah, that
one. Doug. All right, what's next? Since Doug's not around, what's next in the itinerary here?
I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Doug on AAM.
There's got to be something we could do. Something fun.
I wish you'd get Accident to test out Final Jump.
Hey, do we have any idea where Accident, where he is right now?
Probably hanging out with Lucky, by the way, I'm back.
He's probably hanging out with Lucky, you say?
Wouldn't that be funny?
That would be funny.
Lucky probably doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
He doesn't. Actually, yeah, Lucky does not know what's going on yet. I haven't been able to contact him all day.
Otherwise, Lucky would have given his funny story about Accident.
Yeah. You know, Doug, this is the time in the show where we're going to talk about funny stories, amusing anecdotes.
All right, well, I'll be back. No, I'm joking.
No, you're here to do this.
What?
Because you know what I want to hear about?
What?
You know what I want to hear about.
The wall story.
The wall story.
Oh, God.
And our listeners, everybody, gather your family around the speakers. Because this is some family fun radio right here. You're going to hear the wall story.
God, I wish I had my keyboard right now. I'd be playing some piano music.
We could. Tron should be here playing his piano. Tron's an accomplished pianist, as a matter of fact. How you pronounce it, bro? All right. So, Doug. Your story.
Oh, I'm on.
No, you're not. Yeah, you're on. your
oh,
story.
By the way, I actually have a message from someone. He wants to know what IRC channel server and channel everyone's on.
Right now we're on irc.esper.net, and hacker mind.
Okay, so you get that, Don? It's irctesper.net and the room again?
It's hacker mind.
Hacker mind. All right. Yeah.
Now, Doug, the wall story, if you will.
Well,
give it a good storytelling backup and everything.
Let me switch to a reliable. Hold on.
All right. Well, like I said, listeners, get your family around the radio or around the computer speakers, because you're going to hear the heartwarming tale of a young obese boy and a wall that he had difficulty in traversing. I can't even say this shit with a straight face, man. Oh, man. You still haven't told us what song that is, bro.
What?
You still haven't said what song that was, by the way.
It's 99 Red Balloons.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 99 Luft Balloons.
Actually, it's Goldfinger version, and that is 99 Red Balloons.
Oh, okay, Goldfinger. There you go.
Just let everyone know we're playing actually the Tron solo that he always played on the SoCal.
Oh, we have the piano music going. This is Tron, everybody who doesn't know. Tron is an accomplished pianist, as I said before, and this is one of his greatest masterworks, Tron in C minor.
Yeah, I wish we could hear it, but you know, our listeners can hear it at full support.
Yeah, if I could hear it, I'd be weeping.
And even though this is not the right story to go with the song,
all right, so yeah, get with the story. The heartwarming tale of the young obese boy and the wall that he...
Once upon a time in a town called Chino Hills in Southern California, for the 6 months that I went to high school with Axton, from being homeschooled, freshman year, which was last year actually for Axton, there was an interesting story. I'm always hanging around with these girls and these guys who are kind of, most of them were usually pot smokers, you know, that was their thing back then, now they're tweakers or whatever, I don't know, I don't really care. But actually, he was always the kind of guy who would always used to talk about his stories about him smoking and drinking and smoking pot, just, you know, to look cool, you know. And the reason, by the way, actually, when you listen to this, the reason I'm saying the story is because you released my name way too many times on Bridges. So, what happened one day was some of the guys wanted to go ahead and smoke out. And they were going to do it at, you know, the church, which is right next to the high school, by hopping along and stuff. Accident decided to be a dumbass and follow along when they told him 1,000 times, go away! You know, we don't want you to come with us. You're an idiot.
You're a Tron.
And so, of course, Accident, the kind of guy he is, you know, he decided to just, you know, keep following along. So I'm just like, man, you're an idiot, but whatever. And then lunch is over, you know. Everyone's getting back from smoking out from the wall and stuff, you know. Someone dropped.
Who just dropped?
Might have been a listener.
Okay.
So.
Hey, hold on a second. I'll be right back. I have to go tell Mr. DJ Halloween Man to turn down his music.
Uh huh.
Hope he knows that we're actually playing music.
Alright, well, continue.
Anyways, so everyone's getting back, you know, except Accident. And I'm like, what the hell happened? What happened with Accident? Of course, I didn't say the same accent back then. I used his real name. But they were like, oh, we just left him. And I'm like, what do you mean you left him? Where he's like, well, there's a huge wall between the school boundary and the church. And they had to climb that wall. Of course, Axton was having trouble climbing it because, you know, he's a big guy, I should say. And what I mean by that is, if you've heard episode 3, when his mom was on the phone at B-Hall Radio, the reason she said Jack Osborne was because that's exactly what Axton looks like. I'm not joking. Maybe a little bit bigger, but that's exactly what Axton looks like. So anyway, I was like, oh, great. And they're like, yeah, well, we decided to go back to school. We decided to leave him there and he could help himself over the wall. So they just left him there.
Stuck.
And was like, guys, help me, help me, help me, you know, and they just left him there at the church.
Stuck behind the wall.
He was like 20 minutes late for class. And like when I saw him come in, I was just started laughing my ass off and no one knew why. And I was like, you got left behind a church wall. And everyone started laughing.
Couldn't get over the wall.
And the funny part is that he followed along, and he didn't even want to smoke out with them. He just wanted to be a retard and follow along.
Because he's a Tron. Maybe, Doug, you could also relate the story. Do you know that since Lucky's not here, the story of the post office and the scanner and the terrorist?
Yeah, when I first met Lucky on the SoCal, he told me the story because he knew that I knew Axton, which is how, you know, I pretty much met all you guys anyways. But
yeah.
He told me the story, and I was like, so how do you know Axton? He's like, well, it's kind of funny you should say, and he gave me the story. One story at work,
so it's kind of hard. Basically, what the general idea was is that Lucky was in the post office getting ready to mail a package, and Accident was with him. And Accident was messing with his red box little machine there, and the batteries fell out all over the floor.
I thought it was the scanner.
No, I thought it was his red box. He was chewing on his batteries or something.
No, I thought it was the scanner.
Well, it was something with
that. I thought Accident dropped the fucking scanner and the batteries fell out all over
the
place.
That's right. It was a police scanner that Lucky had, and Accident was being an idiot, and he... what the hell did he do? Oh, yeah, he just took it out of Lucky, and when he took it, he dropped it. And it splattered everywhere. So,
did you scream terrorist or something?
And then after that, you know, Accident was like, you fucking idiot, you know? And Accident was like, dude, just relax or something. And then Accident, like, they're waiting in line... And Accident's like, dude, just chill out. And then all of a sudden he decided to go, terrorist, 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 to make everyone duck like an idiot.
What an accident.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so... I don't know, Elemis, you're back, right?
I thought you left or something.
Elemis.
Is anyone lying?
I'm here.
Okay.
All right, Elemis, you're here, Leia's here.
I'm here.
I don't know, does this conclude the episode of Bukkake Radio? Anybody else got anything? Any heartwarming tales of anything? Anybody in the IRC channel want to call in still? We're still bridged in. Call up. Speak and be heard. Voice your opinion. Nobody?
We have to give them a minute. There's a delay. They haven't even heard you say that yet.
True. Very true.
That's true, yeah. You know.
We'll wait. We'll let them call in. But how long have we been going, Doug? What are we looking at on time? Are you eating? What are you eating? Tuna fish? Oh, man. So, datamachine.net is back up. Is that the current situation?
For like an hour and 20.
Hour and 20?
Yep.
All right, I don't hear anybody calling in. Elemis, what do you think?
I don't know. It's up to you, I guess.
Oh.
I got a lot of listeners.
How many listeners are on right now, as a matter of fact?
15.
Oh, that's not bad. That's a good fucking... That's a good number right there. That's a very good number. You want to get into some? You want to get some freaking? I mean, come on. What are we going to do? Come on. Let's do something.
I don't know.
Hey, hold on a second. We're still bridged in. Give me that number. Well, hold on a second.
Oh, the call-in number?
Yeah, the call-in number.
Call-in number is 510.
Why not? Hold on a second. I have my pencil died.
Okay.
Okay. What was it again?
510.
Okay.
528-5802.
Hold on just a minute. See,
no problem.
Elemis, can you, like, speak up or something? Because, like, it's really quiet.
Doug, have you talked to Lucky today at all, or what?
Nah. Okay, apparently that won't work. My phone dies.
Are we all good? We got 15 people listening. They don't want to call in. Doug, we need an 800 number.
Yep. Most definitely.
Put a little PayPal thing up on CB Zone for donations for the 8. Yeah, donate for the 8. That's the promotion we're having this month. For the coming year, for the year 2004, which is coming upon us in a few days, donate for the 8. Then everybody will be heard.
And donate.
We need some music.
My new calling card project.
That's it. Donate calling cards. Donate to the 8. Donate any recordings you can get of anyone saying Bukkake. And our main goal is to have a recording of the president himself saying Bukkake. And we could do it. We could fool him into it. He's a dumb guy.
Yep.
Not the brightest fucking bulb in the box.
Yeah,
I'll
get him on the phone, too. I actually have a relative who knows him.
Really?
Yeah. She was actually, she isn't for him, but for like 3 or 4 previous presidents, she was a transportation coordinator.
Really?
Coordinated like Air Force One. And.
Oh, cool shit. All right, who just called in?
It's Natus.
Mattis, a.k.a. Bob Marley.
We're on a show tonight, just so you know.
Yeah, we're doing a show right now. Are you aware of this?
Yep, I'm listening.
Okay, good. We're just making sure of that.
Yep.
That's going to have to go down like classic moment in Hacker Radio.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's all fun, though. It's all in good, you know. That's it. It's what it's about, man. It's having fun. Any words about this, Mattis?
Pretty fucking whack.
You know, that sums it up. It does.
Okay, Sys Error wants me to give him a shout for some reason, because this is like the first time he's listened to a live stream.
Oh, cool, cool.
He managed to get on with AOL somehow.
Very cool. Live streaming. And that is sums it up for us. It's pretty fucking whack.
You guys should have said that quote to his mom. Accident the load, she should have swallowed.
Seriously.
I'd still say I'd give anything to see the reaction when his mom asks him if he's been hacking datamachine.net.
Dude, that is going to be...
Are you a cyber terrorist?
That is going to be classic. It's the funniest thing we'll never get to see.
If he looks like Jack Osborne, maybe he could go through the old Osborne episodes and find a good face of Jack and take like a picture of it or something and put it on the website.
We could just get a picture of... Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Do you have any pictures of Accident?
Yeah.
Good. Put them up on the site.
We can make comic strip.
Make that... Oh, man. Yep. Well, I don't know. Do you think we should be wrapping this up or what? Anybody, unless you want to get some freaking in, we could always get some freaking and we can get some relay ops on here.
Blue Box City Bank.
We could Blue Box City Bank.
Memory of Lucky.
Take 3 hours to do it. Oh, man. Well, since it seems like nobody wants to do anything.
You guys aren't going to drop his docs or anything.
I don't even have his docs. I don't have anybody's docs. The only person's docs I have is yours, Natus. You want me to drop yours?
Yeah, sure. Okay. All
right. Natus, his real name is Fred Finkelstein. He lives at 814 Altair Drive, and that's in Buttsburg, Vermont. 17398. So there you go. Send him some mail.
I forgot.
The phone number is 802-773-9980. That's his phone number. Call him up. Yep.
Ask for Bob Marley.
Ask for Bob Marley. So the number once again, 80. Who just dropped?
Probably somebody on the line on the call.
Okay, Natus, you still here? Leia, you still here? Doug, you still here?
Yeah.
Who just joined?
Who just joined?
You know what? I know what that was.
What was it?
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. All right, I hear you, man. So we dropped the conf. All right. Well.
We'll be back real soon.
Who will be back? Oh, the comp. Okay. Elmas, I don't know. You want to get some freaking done?
I don't know.
Relay ops or something?
I would, except my phone didn't have enough range to make it out to my other box that has on it.
What else can we do freak related? I think we've had a lot of fun on this episode, man. This first episode, and maybe only episode of Bukkake Radio.
Okay, we're back with the callers.
Back with the callers!
Good. I didn't know what the hell's going on.
It might get really static inside for a second, so if it doesn't work, I'll move back over.
Oh, man.
Apparently it won't work.
Oh, we don't need the relay ops. They're just a hassle anyway. They can't even pronounce Bukkake correctly like a Japanese operator.
She said that was style, man.
She did. She knew what it was. She was all about it. You heard her giggling in the background because that's what she wanted. She was like, I want this American guy to come, you know, with a bunch of his friends.
Yeah, the whole foreigner fetish thing.
That's it. They like the American guys over there.
So do you want to play some Accenters recording?
It depends how funny it is. Does it involve me? Because I don't want any recordings that involve me on there. my voice is right fucking here, and that's where it's going to be.
There is one. I don't know.
Whatever, I suppose. Play the one that morning where he was calling all those girls up.
Where?
The one you played earlier.
The one I played to you?
Yes, the one you played earlier.
All right.
We could play that, and then you know, that'll probably be the end of the show. We'll close it out. You gonna play it or no? I mean, this is...
I gotta find it, bro.
Well, you just had it fucking earlier, bro.
It's from the hating.
What are you eating, bro? Oreos?
No.
Yep.
Turkey sandwich.
That's what I said before. No, I said tuna fish. See, I was close, man. I know my shit.
Yeah.
Ah, man. So is that what this is, Elemis? Is that what this is going to be called, Bukkake Radio?
I guess so. I don't know.
Because we're all just like coming all over accident. Is that what it's called?
I guess, yeah.
It's got to have a name. I mean. Something. The first and possibly only installment of Bukkake Radio. Making history. Or something.
Bukkake.
Well, I like it when Leia says it. Say it again.
Bukkake.
Ooh, I'm ready to just give it now.
Yeah.
We never know what's going on.
Hold on, man.
We never, ever know what's going on here. Doug isn't really the most proficient engineer around. Well, while he's doing that, cbzone.org is where you can catch fucking just about everything. CCCPR, default, pretty soon in the now. With, of course, slip mode, reruns of BinRev radio, among other things.
Hey, I was just going to say, have a comment real quick.
No problem.
Hack and Slash isn't here on IRC. He messaged me. He's not saying it in the channel. Said we should have some of those Bukkake video apps every month or every 2 months.
That's yeah, every once in a while, man. Just do something.
Nothing. You could have all-nighters and stuff.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. It's a good idea. Just free form, just go and do it. Bukkake Radio. And there's also, I've been hearing things, rumblings in the underground about a new radio show about non-HP related. And so look out for that coming soon. You'll hear about it when it happens. Not to mention all the fine programming on CB Zone.
Hey, so exactly how large is Accident?
I think he's around 3 feet tall and about 428 pounds, according to these docs I have right here.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He looks like a...
Oompa Loompa?
Kind of like that.
No, the Oompa Loompas are smaller.
Yeah. No, I think... I heard smaller. Accident's a pretty tall guy, too. I heard he's like about 6 feet tall and maybe like 300.
Yeah, sounds about right.
That's what I heard.
I got it here. I got all the right. Recording here.
All yeah. Right, now comes the recording of where I
Now this is just us on a conference fucking around and me getting accident in trouble, so...
I thought
know,
it was me getting accident in trouble.
Well, accident dot... I have what it is. It's like accident doesn't have long distance, and so we were prank calling people, like a bunch of teenagers, and the number would always forward to something. I would change the forwarding number, and what I ended up doing was changing the forwarding number to this girl named Heather that... Accident has already got his ass kicked for prank calling, and he didn't know I was forwarding it to Heather. And so that's when you were like, well, wait a minute, who's Heather? Call her back.
Okay, well, just play... Okay, there's your intro. Play the recording of Accident being a moron and me laughing at him.
Who is that? Who is that?
Heather, you retard. That was
my dick to a lot of girls. Whatever. You even asked him and said, I was like, sure, why not? Wait, what the hell? You tomorrow, I'm talking about it with you. Who's that? I'm talking with you tomorrow. I'm telling her it was you tomorrow. Who's that? You don't even ask me where I fucking got that torn off the scarf, you bitches. Some bitch somewhere full, now shut up. And why would she know it was you? Why would she know it was you?
Done it before? He did, he prank called her all night long and he fucking started to admit it was me.
Is she ugly?
No, she's good. She's a big
woman. Her face sucks, but she has nice tits. That doesn't matter. The face is what matters. You can fucking do whatever you want with the body. It's like fucking Play-Doh. It's like clay. You can just go spend money, but you can never really spend money and fix the face, because no matter what you do, it's still going to be ugly.
I like her face.
Well, I don't know about her. I don't want to talk to her. How old is she?
She's fucking 15. She has a boyfriend who's 19. Or I think she's...
I'll call her back.
I don't know. Look what they did to Mo on The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. What's gonna happen? Fucking a wall's gonna fall on you, and it's gonna go back to your old face.
Don't call her back. Oh man,
just call her back.
You're gonna rat us out. That's why.
No, I'm just saying, it's not. It's fucking this other guy who doesn't go to school with you,
Prescott.
Well,
did you call the same chick again? What are you doing, bro? Hey, I'm sorry that he bothered you. I don't, get your boyfriend to kick his ass or something. Dude, why do you keep calling this girl? What's wrong with you, bro? I think we're calling fucking the... hell that? Who the fuck is... Dude, this girl sounds cute and everything. Go put her like some ugly girl, man. What the hell is wrong with
a lot of the wrong people?
Yeah, this girl sounds kind of cute. I mean, she's asleep and shit, but what, it's like 3 in the morning? Shut up. Who? That's just wrong, man. I don't know why you're calling her.
You're prank calling Heather as usual. Because you're like obsessed with her.
And she has a hot name. Come on, what's wrong with you, bro? I think you hung up.
Hey, Heather, you still there?
That was funny.
I'm gonna kill you, Dakota.
That was awesome, bro. That was horrible.
Yeah, I'm gonna think it's not crazy. Better than you pick up on shit and blame shit on other people.
Yeah, watch. Accident, watch, yes, you. She'd be like, who is your friend? He's not a knife. Not like you.
Are you done, Doug?
Yeah.
Well, the sound quality on that was, like, really horrible.
Oh, well, when I was playing it, what do you expect?
Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go. That's Accident being a jerk to some chick he goes to school with and me. Trying to get him in trouble. Did it work, by the way, Doug? Did he ever get his ass kicked over that?
Well, supposedly the next day, when he was talking to me, he just said, like, I was like, did she ever beat your ass? And she was like, she was just giving me dirty looks, but she asked who, like, all those people were. Meaning you, she asked who you were.
What did I say on there?
God.
I know my shit, bro. But anyway, I think it's time to sign off. Elemis, you're still here, right?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, hoping you didn't lose you. I had to put my phone down because that thing was way too loud.
Was it really?
Dude, I put my phone across the room. I could still hear it, and it was still distorted.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so I don't know if any of that was really heard, but, well, that's how you do live radio. We know that doesn't work now.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, I could have done it, but I wanted to be able for all of us over here that's doing the recording to hear it as well.
Yeah, well, sometimes you can't have everything. But, I don't know, Alamis, I think this is a good time to get the hell out of here.
Sure, yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Shout-out to anybody? Everybody want it? Who's still on the line right now?
Leia.
Bob
Marley. Leia's always on the
line. Shout-out I want to give to Ghost. He's being sent to Iraq on Tuesday.
Going over to war.
Yep.
Is that like the reverse of a shout-out, like the exact opposite of a shout-out? Because if there is one, I'd like to give one to Accident.
Yeah, it's a fuck you, or a suck my dick, or something.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to give a fuck you then to Accident.
Fuck yous to Accident. Yeah, I think that goes for all of us, all around. We echo your sentiment right there.
Enjoy your conversation with your mother tonight.
Yeah, oh yeah. Nat, has she got any shouts?
Give a shout out to Accident. Psych.
Oh man. Yeah, that's it. Bukkake Radio, motherfuckers. Just know the limits, know the boundaries, and know what the fuck you're doing, and think before you fucking do shit, you goddamn douches.
Douches.
Fucking pieces of shit. And yeah, listen to CCCPR, and listen to Default Radio, and, I don't know. Listen to the voices inside your head that say to kill. Listen to those, too. And for yeah, perhaps. You never know. The voices inside your head might start saying smart shit one day. Before you even know it, you're cool. Ah, man. And I'll also say this. All the kids out there, smoking's good for you. It is.
All right, let's get all of it.
What?
You should have told Accident's mom about that.
About what?
How he smokes.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
They know.
Oh, okay.
They let him.
Chad parents. They're not going to kick his ass. But yeah, Bukkake Radio. I'm fucking Decoder.
Helmet.
And we're going to bid you adieu. Fuck you, Accident. You fucking piece of shit.